You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I am sure, Sip, that you were locked into your TV last night watching the highlights of day one in the NBA last night.
I had a game on. I watched Cleveland and New York. I watched a lot of it. New York wins that game.
Bill saw the highlights of that this morning. He said Knicks won last night.
You're right.
He just brought it up right away. And then
he did.
The important thing was that the Knicks have a coach, right? When we didn't know that.
Mike Brown.
Yes.
Since July 7th, which we missed that news somehow. Never heard that one, July 7th.
It was nice to have that on. Come on. Just, Bill, Jake, give me this. You like the organ at the Garden. Is this nice to hear?
Absolutely.
It's nice to, yeah.
I didn't watch the game.
Yeah,
but
I want an organ. I want an organ. Yeah. I do.
It feels good to have that organ in the background.
What would it be like if you were playing, it's Columbus versus Norfolk, and there's an organ playing while you brought the ball up the court?
That would be a wow.
That would be a wow.
Because the organ's playing while they're
oh, 100%.
In high school?
Yeah. Oh. The organ's playing while ball's in play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounded great. That would be.
That'd be awesome.
Does anybody have that?
Bring back organ players across this country.
Yes. The only organ that I really enjoy right now is out at.
Where?
Lee's Chicken.
Lee's Chicken has an organ, huh?
Yes, have a really nice organ, yes.
Is somebody sitting there?
Oh, yeah, someone's playing it, yeah.
Like at all times?
When we met Derek out there, me, Duke, Julie's wife, Derek Affle, and Laura, and myself were out there for a piece of chicken before we went to see Casey and the Sunshine Band. And the organ was playing. It was remarkable.
Wow.
Derek was here yesterday.
He was?
Yeah, he had a business meeting about 2 o'clock yesterday. He's sitting right in there. Mill Coffee Shop. I talked to him for a little bit. Derek Apple. Yes.
I can't imagine that with the excitement.
He was here. I saw.
The big man was here.
I talked to him in person. Yes.
Wow.
He was here. Maybe about 2:30, I guess.
Okay.
He was here on the premises, drinking coffee, talking shop.
They and one other thing, the Magic One.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Oh,
they beat my Heat.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Did I watch the second of that game? No. Did I track the game? Yeah, I sure tracked it. ESPN, Game Center. You don't have to watch the game to actually see kind of what's happening there.
Yeah, I sure tracked it.
I tracked it.
I tracked it.
That could be a big road dub for the Heat, but they blew it again the final.
I'm sorry,
minutes.
I apologize. I was just going to say one thing. The Heat were up with like 5 minutes.
Yes,
to go,
they
right?
were. They blew yes. it. They don't have a Jimmy Butler on the team. They don't have a closer.
Do they have the same GM as the Dolphins?
No.
The Dolphins have fired no one, right, Jake?
As of right now, Bill, no one's been fired. Tua said yesterday that he can't see over the offensive line. Every press conference he has, it's getting more bizarre and bizarre. He said, yeah, sometimes I throw it blindly because I can't see over the offensive line. Why are you saying these things out loud?
That's a hell of a thing.
Every day he says something just ridiculous out loud now. Like this whole year has been crazy,
so
press conferences.
Is his proposal they get shorter offensive linemen? Is that it? We'd like some six-footers.
They asked him about the three picks he threw last game. He said, yeah, sometimes I just throw it blindly over the O-line because I can't see everybody. He said, these are some pretty big things you're saying right now, my friend.
That looks bad something for the, else.
Again, looks bad for the GM. Okay, your starting quarterback said that he's too small to see. And yet,
essentially, Bill, that's what he said.
That's basically what he said, yes.
Now, Kyler Murray has the same problem with the Cardinals.
I don't think he's saying that.
He doesn't complain about his height. I don't think that Drew Brees complained about his height or Doug Flutie years ago.
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard a quarterback actually say, I'm not
Fran
tall enough.
Fran Tarkenton coming to the podium saying the problem is I can't see. No, Fran Tarkenton did not say that.
Nobody has ever
that happened
said that.
Yesterday.
I've never heard a high-level quarterback say that.
Well, he's saying bizarre things at every press conference, and I think he's lost his mind. I really do.
Sixth-grade Sipple might say that to his mom.
Yes. How would that sound?
I can't see over the line, Mom. But Tua. Tua.
Not making, what, 35 million
no,
a year?
No, 53 million per year.
53 million
Bill.
A year.
53 mil for the man from
Alabama. How tall is he?
Alabama. 5'11", 6 foot.
So he's small.
Right? Yeah.
He's small.
But you knew that when he drafted him fifth overall in 2020. Yeah. Like, these were known things from Alabama. Talented arm. Very accurate.
You like him.
Now, I used to like Tua. I'm out on him now. I'm done with him. Done. And I backed him for years.
Dylan Gabriel said that with the Browns.
Not quite yet. He's not tall. You're right. Yeah. He's not tall. Luckily, they could run the football, and the defense just did the job for the Browns on Sunday. But
hey, it is something.
It's a weird time.
It is pretty amazing what's happening with the Dolphins. They have not made a move on anybody.
I guess if your goal is to be the top overall pick or a top three pick, keep it as is. Don't blow it up until the season's over.
Well, at the beginning of the year, everybody was tanking for Arch.
Yeah,
that was the plan.
Don't hear that anymore,
do you?
Don't
hear that much anymore.
No.
Yeah. Have you heard the nickname going around college football right now?
No.
Heis Mendoza. Fernando Mendoza.
That's incredible.
Heis Mendoza.
Heis Mendoza.
He's up there, first or second favorite right now to win the Heisman.
Who would be up there with him? What, Ty Simpson?
Ty Simpson.
Ty Simpson's like one.
Diego Pavia would be in that conversation. Pavia's your favorite player in football.
Pavia's got a big game this weekend.
Oh, he's got a big one. Game day.
Oh, game day is there.
In Vandy. Game day is at Vandy.
Does that game strike you as a toss-up?
Very much so, yeah.
Missouri, I was listening to the guys on 84 yesterday. That's the way they characterized it. Missouri must be really good. Because Eli's getting mentioned for all these jobs.
Well, they only have one loss, and it was 3 points to Alabama.
Right.
And they run the heck out of it,
They run the football 250 per.
250 per.
Yeah, they run the football very well.
How about that, Bill? Does that evoke images of Missouri teams of the Big 8 and Big 12?
We talked about that. James Wilder coming in here.
Yeah, Tough guy to tackle.
How about the governor?
Governor Pillen.
The governor.
How about the governor saying, I went to his knees.
Yeah, he went to his knees. Yeah.
he tackled him in his knees. Wilder was Jake Wilder, Bill remembers him. He was a beast.
Then he went to Tampa Bay.
He was a beast.
He was a beast. Went to Tampa Bay then.
I don't know who I compare him to that you would kind of like. He went to Tampa Bay and was pretty good.
Yeah, he played. I think he probably get like a 7-8 year career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He played in those glorious old Buck uniforms.
The creamsicles.
Yes,
they're beautiful.
They're great.
How about that?
Bring those back permanently.
How about Jake just going with God? He always bail us out.
The creamsicles. They bring those back every year, at least once or twice.
They look incredible,
and everyone loves them, and they should just keep them.
Yeah,
they're awesome. I like the Bucks regular uniforms too. They have not failed in terms of the current day jerseys, but they're not as good as the creamsicles. Mm-hmm. Though. Like, those were elite.
No, I'm 100%. I agree with Jake.
I'm pushing back.
I'm not pushing back.
They might get in a war over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hey, you're an idiot.
Screw you.
Their current ones are some of the best ones in the league. The color scheme and the logo.
So yeah, when if someone said, "Hey, we changed our deal like that," the new one's kind of unique and kind of cool too. It's not as cool as the creamsicle. It's not even close. Right. But,
okay, that's all. I'll just stop with that.
Those are better, but these in terms of the current day uniforms, the Bucks are top
boring.
Five at worst in the NFL of current day uniform logo.
But there's been a lot of changes. Is the Giants one that looks exact? I feel if the Giants jogged out, it's like, well, is that Phil Sims?
They haven't changed.
Yeah.
Nice, right?
Yeah, it looks incredible.
Nice.
I wouldn't expect them to change anytime soon. That's going to be here for a long time, just the simple logo.
And the Cowboys, of course.
The Star. Not changing that.
Star. Steelers.
Hey, is there a game tonight?
Yes, there is a game tonight. We've got Vikings at the Chargers tonight on Thursday Night Football in the NFL.
Interesting game. Chargers are not rolling.
They're not. The Harbaughs are.
But he's way better than John is right now, because right now Baltimore's in.
They're 1-5.
Yeah, dire
straits. Lamar Jackson is back this week, it appears, from a couple weeks of injury, but they were bad when he was here, when he was healthy.
Tonight, who would you take to win this game?
Chargers.
I would. Yeah, the Carson Wentz still is for the Vikings, not McCarthy yet, but Wentz gets the start. And Chargers almost lost the Dolphins 2 weeks ago, and they get pounded by the Colts last week. The Colts are good as a home game. The Colts might be the best team in the league. The best team.
How did that
Numero
happen?
Uno.
How did that happen?
It's real
simple.
Happen
overnight.
You go get a good quarterback from Duke and turn things
That's
around.
That's right.
I just love that story.
Daniel Jones.
I just love that. Just got run out of the Giants. Terrible.
Yes.
Horrible. Now he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
I don't get that. Is that a coaching failure? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, there has to
that's,
be some
that's organization failure,
right?
There
has to be some failure when he's doing that well at his next stop.
Or is it, God, it's just so curious to me, or did the player just find something within himself, you know? Like the coach at, where was he before the Giants?
Brian
says,
Daboll.
Like, Where was that? We asked you to do the same stuff.
Probably a little bit of that. I'd give it some of that.
The Colts offensive line play has been really good. He's got time.
Yeah. And they can run the ball.
Jonathan Taylor's been really, really, really good this year for the Colts too.
He's been unbelievable.
I heard someone say, and I agree, like the Colts don't really have an offensive weakness at all right now. They are rolling at every level of offense.
God, wouldn't that be fun to be an Indy?
They're just putting up 38-40 points a game like it's nothing.
We might be an Indy when we cover the Indiana Ohio State.
We are going.
If they're 12, are we going?
It still has
going.
To go.
If they're both 12-0.
Are you serious?
That'd be fun.
Could we get credentials?
I think so.
I wonder.
Know people.
It's not really about
who's
that.
Is there like
talk to Keith Mann. He could help us out.
I don't think he could.
Is there a credential store you go to or what?
No.
I'm going to swing by there.
You'd have to go through the Big Ten, Bill.
Yes.
And they would have to.
Petini.
Like, okay, now you guys, we wouldn't be.
Walk us through it. Come on.
There's going to be Ohio State and Indiana media, and probably a lot of Ohio State media. Not a lot of Indiana media, which might give us a...
So we can cover Indiana then. We'll be Indiana media for this game.
They're going to say, you're from Nebraska. Why do you want to be here?
We're supporting Cignetti.
We're doing our show.
We're here for Sig.
We're here for Sig.
What would... Now, if you want to... We might as well do this.
Yeah, we are.
Chit-chat.
Yes.
What's your vision? Like, where would we set up?
Well, I think we do the show before the game. You know, I guess that's a Saturday, so we wouldn't be doing the show on this show. Uh-huh. Like, we do a pregame show.
We do a special show.
We do a Friday show. There's
yeah, I think we do the Friday show.
Okay, then where would we set up? I'm just asking.
Do you want to be at Lucas Oil? Or you want to be somewhere in Indianapolis?
It's up to you on that.
What about that steakhouse?
Let's go to St. Elmo's. We'll go to St. Elmo's
in the basement.
It's possible that they would say.
We might get turned
down.
Why
is this Nebraska radio station?
We might do a show from your lobby. Who are you guys? We're from Nebraska.
I wonder if they'd let us set up in the stadium at Lucas Oil.
Like we did for Media Days.
Yeah.
On the sideline, which was still...
So far,
what if we had one of those side, like the booths where you see like the big time, like Fox announcers, like you used to see like Jimmy Johnson, those guys. And it's us at the Big Ten. Big Ten
championship
game.
In the corner of the end zone.
Who's over there? It's that group from Nebraska. It's 937 the ticket.
Lincoln group.
They have that real estate.
Hold on. That's Sipple.
Why the hell is he here? Why is he in that booth?
We're in Indiana gear.
Team okay. Sigs.
Yeah, so far shaky plan.
Right now, yeah,
well, we got a little time.
We got a little time. Doesn't sound rock solid at the point.
We have
right
over
now.
A month still before we have to make that finalized. But we'd like to be.
Breakers,
in
would you Indy. Like us to be there? Let us know.
464-5685.
So would you? Your vision is a Friday show and then a Saturday special
yeah.
show.
Yeah, we could probably do a post game as well if we'd like to.
Be great. What yeah. if we get interviews?
Come on over, Sigs.
Mendoza.
First stop.
So we're sitting with Mendoza.
We're here with Heise Mendoza. Like,
and who are you guys?
don't worry about it.
Don't ask questions. We're asking you the questions.
We're here to support Indiana.
We don't have to support anybody.
Well, like you said, Ohio State has plenty of media.
Yeah,
Indiana
yeah,
does
it's
not.
It's 10-1 media. We got to try to. I'm going to push back on that right. a little bit.
They need our help.
It's not really support but that we're.
We are supporting them.
When the game gets going, there's a definite
we're here to support.
We're here for the Hoosiers.
Not really.
Not really. And Sigs.
You guys raising money for the collective? Well, not really doing that. What are you guys doing? Like this here, and we're supporting.
Fan support.
Yes.
Supporting Indiana.
Heise Mendoza.
Yeah, we're going to pump them up a little bit. Yeah.
Heise Mendoza.
Yeah, Fernando Heise Mendoza.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I just wanted to, like I said, just being there. At if it comes down to those three quarterbacks, imagine that. Just
which three?
Indiana and then Diego Pavia
okay.
and Simpson.
Okay,
all of a sudden,
yeah.
How great would that be?
Pretty good. Three, yeah.
So to answer the question, I mean, the team is tanking right now for Mendoza. Like right now, the number one pick could be Fernando Mendoza of Indiana.
Really?
Like the Jets want him as their quarterback. The Dolphins probably would take him as their quarterback.
Is he that guy, Bill?
Not the Browns, maybe.
I absolutely love him because he makes some things with his feet and just. He's coachable and all the little things. He's really good. I don't know. I mean, I can say this. Oh yeah, he's that guy. I don't know. And then the guy that because he had the bad game against Texas, it's like did he quit football? I mean, did Mateer quit? Does he not play anymore? No, he went next game and won and he also was off. He didn't practice for like 2 weeks. And comes in and plays and it's like. But all of a sudden it's like. I don't even know who this Mateer guy is. They should just send him back to Washington State.
Forgot
and,
about it.
Yeah, just like, hang on now. He was like the odds on
favorite.
He was
awesome.
And he's really, really good.
I agree.
He's
yes.
really, Mateer's really good. He might be the best quarterback, and no one even talks about him.
It shows you how fickle it can
be. How crazy it changed. How about this one? Who else do people talk about all these jobs being open? 2 weeks ago, we could not get enough North Carolina conversation. No one even talks about him right now. Mm. There's so much stuff going on. The Belichick thing has just kind of went away.
Is he going to lose his job or not?
I don't know, but I
that, is that PJ Fleck's job or not?
Can you imagine
Carolina?
Yeah. Can you imagine sure. this one? Can you imagine that he's back next year?
That not really.
That North Carolina's going like, but, no.
They're 2-4 with no momentum.
What we're doing is fine. I think we're on the right path.
I don't think so.
And so it's a weird deal. I heard one yesterday too on a different show. That came up that was somewhat interesting. It might be true. Who else do we not hear a word about that was the biggest story for the last 2 years?
Deion Sanders.
You don't hear a word about Colorado.
Prime.
Not a word.
Crickets.
And then the question is, it's not because you don't hear about them. Because they did.
Good answer,
they
by the
did.
Way.
They did go 9 games last year. So, so I'm not pushing back on
they
that.
They had the Heisman winner last year.
But the it was brought up, and I couldn't agree more. It's like, when you have health issues, you just had surgery 2 weeks ago. We know he had bladder
cancer. He's having major, sir.
Yeah, he is.
Major health problems.
Do you understand that it is next to impossible to do the job of a head coach, just the time constraints, and then to do it in really bad health? So the question is there a chance maybe that he's no longer there? Not being fired, that he
no, health he just can't do it.
He chooses to do that.
I wonder.
It would be another job.
And that's another job open.
Not pushing on it. It's just like, because I don't know how you do it. I'm just telling you, this job, it as an assistant coach, if you had all those health issues, you couldn't function. You don't sleep. You're on the move. You're traveling. You're making decisions. You're recruiting. I mean, in the NFL, you coach.
Mm-hmm.
In college, you coach and you obtain your talent.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of the obtaining.
Yeah, there's a lot of obligations.
And it's insane the hats that you wear, even as an assistant coach to head coach.
So that could be another job.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I don't know what North Carolina will do.
Well, why would Fleck go there? The ACC is not near the standing as the Big Ten Conference right now. Like, I understand.
It just depends what's out there. I mean, I don't know. It just always struck me as a job that would fit him. Fleck, UCLA, you hear that a lot.
It could happen again.
Yeah. I don't know where. Conversation. I don't know why I even brought Fleck up. I think he'd be on the move, right?
He sure could be.
Yeah.
He's been there for nine years.
And Fleck could go to a place like Auburn, right?
Yes.
I don't know about Florida. I don't know if he could pull off Florida.
I wouldn't put anything really past him.
Okay.
I really wouldn't. But would he be like the lead guy? No, I don't know. But just, I wouldn't put anything past him.
It's hard. It's going to get really difficult to identify lead guys for some jobs because there's going to be so many open. There's already nine right now. Nine?
Seven and power four, but.
Yeah. And so now I don't know what they're doing with Fickell, but man, the more I read about Fickell, the worse it looks.
Would you?
There's guys on a radio. Well, I was listening to a radio thing on TikTok. A guy said Fickell's just. So you see this, you identified this thing on the sideline where he's very distant, sort of cold, unreactive. Well, they say that he's not even trying to recruit in state. He's not trying to get to know anybody. Mm. There was a function in Milwaukee, like a, you know, like a booster type function. He didn't materialize for.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game. Delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So he's taking a lot of heat from the local media for just being aloof. And that's the way he looks on the sideline.
Well, it looks disconnected.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
It doesn't sound like they're going to make a move on him, though. Yeah. Right?
Well, that was what McIntosh put out on the letter. there's a chance they could get shut out for three straight games. They play at Oregon. They're 33.5-point underdogs at Oregon this weekend. They could go 0-0-0 three straight weeks.
Who do they have at Oregon, by the way, real quick? What's that Oregon quarterback?
Dante Moore.
Same thing, too.
Same
we don't
thing.
Even
Off
talk
the
about
radar.
It. He had he did not play well against Indiana. Indiana basically was the reason for that. And then it's like, I'm not even sure if, did he quit? I don't know.
No, he's still good. He's
still really good.
Game.
I mean, he was also a lead guy for the Heisman. It's crazy. It's like, it's week to week on what's going on.
Yep.
You asked about Wisconsin. Wisconsin is 2-5 right now. They've lost five straight games. Oh, by the way.
Their two wins are over.
Miami of Ohio, 17-0. Okay. And Middle Tennessee State, who lost last night to Delaware.
And I think Middle Tennessee's only won one.
I think they're 1-6, correct.
1-6.
That was 42-10. So they,
that's it.
They'll play Oregon. They'll be 2-6 after this week.
Okay. It will be.
Then they will host Washington. They'll be 2-7.
Yeah, it'd be hard to win.
And then they get to go to Indiana, where they'll be 2-8.
The Thresher.
Yeah.
And then they'll host Illinois. but they'll be 2-9. And then they'll likely go 2-10 with the loss to Minnesota to be their 10th straight loss on the season. The Badgers are going 2-10. Like, it's done. They are going 2-10 this
season.
How
about that schedule?
It's horrible.
It is. I've never seen anything like it. I really haven't. I've seen nothing that compares to that.
What about Florida?
I mean, Florida's right there. I think Wisconsin's probably more daunting because out of conference they went to Alabama.
Yeah, it's true.
Out of conference they went to Alabama. I can't make it up.
Nope.
You know, I really got into this conversation yesterday too about college football. Listening to when they're talking about everyone's like, you know, up in arms because right now the Notre Dame and USC game has not been locked down. They're both in negotiation to get that game back on the books and stuff. But after a while, I'm kind of going, okay. So think about this: Nebraska's games next year are who in the non-con?
Ohio, Bowling Green, and another MAC team.
No,
Ohio, Bowling Green. Those are MAC teams. North Dakota.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Okay, nice. So you have an FCS and two MAC teams. Let's imagine if you're USC, you fly across the country to play your games, and oh, by the way, your non-con is always Notre Dame. That's a really hard schedule.
That's rough.
That's a really hard schedule. Every year you're going to play a team that pretty much we think will be in the playoffs.
Yeah, I wonder where Lincoln Riley comes down on that.
Yeah, and what I heard was that their USC is like, we'll do it, but it's got to be earlier because when they do it later in the year, it's in between all their flights going back and forth.
Oh, I see that.
Stuff.
I totally understand whether
they're coming. So if I'm him, I'm like, yeah.
You got to go into – they went into South Bend.
In mid-October.
In the middle of the conference schedule.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's strange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what if all of a sudden, like this week, Nebraska's got Texas A&M?
Got to go play at Texas A&M.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. That's really hard to do. You're asking a lot of the
– when it first came up, I was like, what do you mean? It's USC, Notre Dame. What do you mean? Now I'm kind of like, oh, hang on a second here. I'm kind of with USC a little bit here. And Notre Dame's like, we have to have you because we can't find a schedule. We don't have, you know, we're independent. We have to have this. It has to take place.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing, idle chit-chat. I got a letter today from Husker Mike in Waterloo.
Oh, wow.
No way. He's a great listener.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I got a letter right here.
He's a great listener.
Yeah. Says, Jake Zipp and Coach, the three-legged stool is an amazing team. Thank you for getting my day off to a great start. You should really consider going on tour as a team. I hope you enjoy the early bird stickers. All my best, Husker Mike in Waterloo. We got
thank you, Mike.
Early bird stickers right there.
What? Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, put it on your computer, Sip. Give us a bill.
I am. I'm going to.
He made these himself?
I don't. I think he went there and bought them. I think they're available for purchase. But
Mike.
He wants us to go on tour.
Mike. Thank you. I'm putting on my computer
now. With your Bucky sticker.
Yeah.
Mine will go on my Laverner when I get home.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, that's really cool.
Very kind of you.
That
sweet.
Sipple struggling very much with the placement of the.
My plan would be to get one right here.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag.
Joey!
If you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you, 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Don't know how late he went, but Joey sent some more videos from the steering with his wrist, and he sent more videos from the fields. And it was dark out when he sent it. And I tell you what. When he films it, I'll show it to you guys at break. When you film what it's like to be in that combine, it's an incredible sight. And just you know, because I like to mow. I feel like it's a sense of accomplishment.
Mowing.
I love mowing. I really do.
I can't stand it, but go ahead.
And I see that when people are at combine. I'm like going, oh, this is just like mowing.
I think it'd be funner in a combine, but are they listening to radio in there?
They have radio. They do. They got the radio going.
Radio or whatever. Maybe radio.
Think about now. They're
maybe not radio.
They listen to podcasts. Is there anyone out there? Is there any breakers out there that are harvesting right now, currently?
In this moment, 6:25 a.m.
Is there anyone harvesting that?
Let's hear from you.
Somebody from the combine, please text in 464-5685. This is your moment to shine.
From the combine.
He looked off.
I want to see that. I want to see.
Serious when you look off.
Yes. Usually I'm angry about it. I was not angry that time. That was not anger at all.
Happy. Corn.
How about Mike? Hey, how about Mike?
Husker Mike's a good guy.
Yes. He is.
Thank you. And he wants us to go on tour. We'll consider that.
I'm
not sure we haven't. Do we need to get an agent for that?
I think we do.
Who's doing the bookings?
We need an agent for sure.
Who's that? Can we bring back Young Ben for that?
Yeah, we should. He could do that.
Young Ben would be really good for that. We didn't hear from Young Ben at all during the Minnesota game.
God, I bet he was distraught.
Young Ben chime
in. I bet he was too distraught to text.
Yes.
Ben, just remember, hold yourself together.
Remember, he sent you the eyes emoji. He sent you the eyes emoji when you claimed, looks like progress. And then things, remember that? Looks like progress. And then we lose to Minnesota. Ben's going to be, remember, Steve, I've seen this before. I've seen this storyline before. And Ben was kind of right.
He was right. He if he was still here, he'd come out of that room.
Oh, he'd come out, or he'd be waiting for us when we came out.
Yeah.
Ben went from never leaving the room to we couldn't
get him.
He would stalk us around.
Oh, we got stalked.
And he had takes on everything.
But usually pretty good takes.
Yes, he did.
I mean, seriously, he's with it.
He's doing well in Norfolk.
Is
he?
Oh, yeah.
He's doing well in Norfolk. He's running the town at this point.
Oh, he's well known.
Found his way to being the mayor here, too.
Breaking stories, Ben handles all breaking news.
I guarantee as the mayor. He's good. He's a good writer.
Yeah.
He is. Ben kind of scared me.
I went to class with him. I went to Ben's class.
Young Ben could be our our tour.
Ben was very nervous.
Tour manager.
Ben was very nervous when I was up speaking.
I can see
what
that
could be said.
You went to class.
464-5685. Call or text as always. Now,
what is it,
there
Jake?
Was an announcement yesterday from Nebraska that I dared put on social media. I've never heard anybody doing this. Nebraska put out an announcement about 10 a.m. yesterday of a concert coming to Memorial Stadium August 22nd of next year featuring these bands, Cross Canadian Ragweed and Turnpike Troubadours, as well as Cody Jinx and several others coming to the stadium on August 22nd of next year. I put out a statement saying, I feel like I know.
I put out a statement.
I quote tweeted. I quote tweeted.
Sometimes I don't even know what to say about you.
I quote tweeted, I should say. I said, maybe
I put out a statement.
I said, am I crazy? Or I've never heard these bands before besides the Troubadours.
You've heard
and
of them.
Wow. Did that take off in a bad way?
My,
I got called names you could not imagine.
Are you serious?
I said, people, you live under a rock. Wake up.
Oh, my nephews went just ballistic. Like, how, Jake.
I know.
Yeah.
You heard of these? I've never heard of Cross Canadian Ragweed, which is the headliner of the concert.
Yeah, but I've heard of them.
I
absolutely heard of them.
Okay.
For me to be going like, know their songs, like, oh, I know this song. This is definitely them. I love the. I don't know it that well.
What do you call the genre?
They call it like Red Dirt. Red Dirt. Country,
okay,
essentially.
So these guys, they did have a big concert
in Oklahoma,
in Stillwater.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think it was an NIL type fundraising deal, and it lasted over
four
a
days.
Period of days.
It was 4 days. It was sold out stadium at T Boone Pickens. Now they're big
Good
in
job.
Oklahoma.
Good job.
They're
Jake.
Big in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I went through, last night before I went to bed, I went through the catalog, listened to the songs of Ragweed. I didn't know any songs. I confirmed, yep, I've never heard of these guys.
Never heard of them.
And I listened to country music. Like, I listened to old, like, new music. Old, I've never heard of them.
I listened
Where
to
they
the
at?
Troubadours last night, one song.
They're okay.
They're fine. I mean,
these guys that you'd find on your series, this would be, What am I thinking?
What would it be?
Hang on, I'll say it. I had it at my tip of my tongue. And I just couldn't say it that.
Someone's saying Outlaw Country.
Outlaw Country. Yes, that's what
Is that
I was
right?
to say,
that's
yeah.
from Jeff from Pennsylvania. Thanks,
that's
Jeff.
That's where you find it. Outlaw Country. That's where,
you find it.
Yes.
Outlaw Country. Okay. Okay.
And I got criticized saying, "Listen, I'm not opposed to these guys being at the stadium, but when you think about a stadium crowd, Garth Brooks sold that place out. It was awesome. That's a massive, massive, massive name that everybody knows, right? Nobody does not know the name Garth Brooks."
Right,
I'm telling you, like, as someone, I'm not the
put
most,
it out in a statement.
I'm not the most into everything in this world. But,
put out a statement.
I'm just, I don't know how you can have a state. I've never heard the band before. And it's a me problem.
You got
chastised, saying, "Hey,
you
these guys are awesome," and
okay.
I got called names that I'm fine with. I'm tough. Mm-hmm. I got tough skin. Maybe I'll go to the concert, but. The fact that I went last night to the catalog and didn't know many songs confirms that I did not know who these people were.
It sounds like Bill's not as out of touch as we are. I'm pretty out of touch on this. Hey,
I would say this also. It is a high-end cult following.
It's a high-end
cult following. So, yes,
thank you.
There will be a lot of people that will agree with Jake. They'll be like, I've never heard of him. And then also, it is like... it's almost like politics. I mean, it is a true fight.
You're nailing this.
It's a true fight.
You're nailing
this. This is right, Bill.
All of a sudden, it's like, all of a sudden, never heard of him?
Right.
Idiot?
Right.
I mean, it's not kind of like
I'm not trying to take a shot. I'm just saying.
It'd be like, more. You think it'd be nice to be like going,
Jake, do you hate him? No, I don't hate him. I've never heard of him.
Right.
Well, hey, here's a couple songs I want to listen to. They're pretty cool. I like this. But no, it's the first reaction right. is like
that's the proper response,
Bill. Yeah, that's the proper response. Instead, it's just, you know, idiot.
Now, I can see why they might be offended, Jake.
I didn't say this is stupid. I just said, what am I missing here was the question. But I've never heard of these
guys. Which is pretty close to what the hell is this?
Yeah, kind of. In a nice form. Yeah. I dare question the concert. And maybe people keep saying it'll be sold out. And I keep people say also it won't be sold out. I don't know what to expect.
I don't either.
But you don't put out that concert if you don't expect to have a massive, 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 massive crowd.
Is the cult following that big? Like
that's pretty big.
93,000?
Just like fish?
That'd be a lot.
Fish heads, you know?
Yeah, the fish. I know some people follow fish heads around. Oh, yeah.
But they have huge concerts.
Huge concerts, yeah. So,
interesting.
Are you going to try to go to the concert?
No. I'm not interested in the music.
I want to know, is there any sort of side hustle / I mean, like the Grateful Dead was just incredible if you just did research them. It's like people just traveled around with them and sold T-shirts. And that just kind of traveled around. They just traveled with the band. And they just go from show to show and set up and camp out and stuff. I'm like, all right. Is something like that happening?
I wonder if that's happening.
Yeah. Well, there'll be campers.
Okay.
I don't know. I will say this, though. The Grateful Dead, the Oregon is honoring the Grateful Dead in their uniforms this week.
Oh, wow. That's going to be cool to see.
Sweet.
We have some response, Joe. I want the Breakers to
tell us
what we need to know about this. 402-464-5685. Sean says this, and this is why I defend what I said. Sean says, I saw the Turnpike Troubadours at the Astro in La Vista this summer. Good show. The Astro hosts like 4,000 people. Yeah. That hosts 90,000. Oh. I'm not saying it's not great music. I'm just confused as far, is this a stadium tour? I think about, again, Taylor Swift would sell that place out,
Taylor
which
Swift,
I don't want her here, but I'm saying that's an example of a stadium tour.
Okay, let's, we're really making another statement. Jake does not want Taylor Swift here either.
I wouldn't go to the concert, I would
okay,
say.
Okay, but you don't know, you said, here. I don't want her here. I do. I would love it.
I'm off my rocker
Jake,
right now.
Do you know what it would be like?
It would be great.
I don't want her here.
Let me rephrase. I would not go to the concert. It would be great for the city if she's here. Let's go with that.
I mean, look over at the Hampton Inn.
Bring Taylor Swift
the sign
here.
That says now open is crooked. I mean, that it would all
true.
Be straightened out.
It would be.
You're a beauty, Jake. I don't want her here.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, keep going.
She'd be
with
great here. I wouldn't attend.
It's too late on that one.
I know.
Jake.
I've walked down. I think about the Foo Fighters could probably sell that place out.
Yeah.
They would?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they would. They sold out Mile High in Denver last year.
Yeah. Okay.
They did a stadium tour.
That would bring a lot of people in.
Yeah, it would be great. Now that, and I would go to that.
I would go. I'd be there. Yeah. I'd buy tickets early.
Yeah.
I'd buy tickets early.
He's on a remarkable roll.
If there's ever going to be a case study, Jake, today's your day. I made a statement. Taylor Swift, out.
I put out a statement. Kind of haughty, Jake.
Yeah, it was a little haughty. but beyond like a couple,
yeah,
that's why you haven't seen it, because it's hard to sell out a stadium.
Yeah, I mean, like the Rolling Stones are still touring.
Would they sell out this stadium here?
Come on, what do you think?
Yeah, they'd sell out.
Yeah.
Yes. How old are they right now?
They're old, but they're the Rolling Stones. What, Paul McCartney?
Oh, yes.
He was at PBA years ago.
Now, he was in Minneapolis just this weekend, and I think it was – he played U.S. Bank, the Viking Stadium. And I don't know if it's sold out or not, but he was there. It was a big deal in Minneapolis.
Chad says these guys will sell it out, hands down, no questions asked. Okay. I've got questions. Tim says, I'm flying up from Texas for the concert.
Bill, I think you kind of nailed this. It almost sounds like a political issue to me.
Yeah.
You know? you're definitely, you pick sides immediately. Mm-hmm. Sides are picked.
Yes. I'm not taking shots at these bands or their music. I just was stunned that those were the ones they got a stadium
to. You listened to.
That's all I'm saying.
Who did you listen to? The Troubadours?
Yeah, I've heard them. I'm aware of them.
Who did you listen
them.
To last night?
I listened to the headliner, Cross Canadian Ragweed from the early 2000s. I didn't know a single song. I went through 15 songs.
Did
that
you
never
like
heard
the
of.
Songs?
I didn't think that was worthy of a concert sellout. But again, maybe I'm the one that's still under the rock over here.
I listened to the Troubadours, one of their hits, and I wasn't not blown away. It was fine. It was fine. It was outlaw.
It's
country.
Just kind of mellow. Yeah, outlaw, yeah. Mellow,
mm-hmm.
Right?
It doesn't grab you. Oh, God, I better be careful. The Colts coming after me. We'll see how the tickets sell. When is
we'll
it?
Get let it play
date?
Out.
What's the day?
Today is the...
No, what's the date of
it? Oh.
Yeah, if people want to know.
I think it's later this week, I thought.
No, not the concert.
I know, but when the ticket sales go on.
Oh.
What if we
they announced that too. Hang on.
What if we had the two bands in here in studio and they play this section that Jake didn't know who they were and didn't want Taylor Swift here either?
October 27th is the pre-sale.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so register now through October 27th for the pre-sale password. So pre-sale will be on sale later this month. So next week probably. Hmm. But the concert is August 22nd, Memorial Stadium, Cross Canadian Ragweed, Turnpike Troubadours, Cody Jinks, and more.
Hmm. Yeah, enjoy it's that. Very interesting.
Enjoy that.
I mean, they're talking about having concerts in the Devaney Center, maybe even at the track, you know, the track area at, what do you call that? The campus, North Campus over there.
Innovation Campus?
Innovation, yeah, they're talking about even that. I don't know how Pinewood Bowl would feel about all this.
Yeah, what about the bowl?
It's a great venue over there. I love Pinewood Bowl.
I mean, they are talking. Nebraska Dannon was on the radio.
Yes, Troy Dannon, Nebraska's AD.
Talking about possible concerts at Devaney and even the track.
I would like to go. I would go see someone at Devaney just to go to the Bob.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Let's see some Mellencamp over there.
That'd be awesome.
Because Mellencamp, no way he could do a stadium tour now.
No way. He could sell out PBA.
He'd sell out PBA for sure.
You think he'd sell out PBA?
We'd be there.
Yeah. You think he'd sell out PBA?
I think he would.
I think we'd have a pre-party here.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Bring him over. You can talk to him again.
He wouldn't come. He's a curmudgeon. He's a curmudgeon. He's way worse than you or I. Way worse.
Okay.
He is. He's
Now him and Meg
I've
Ryan.
Watched
him and Meg Ryan are back to being friends again, aren't they?
I don't know. I've watched like his concerts and he takes Surly to a new level. He does.
Well, before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast,
I'm
brunch
right
or lunch
now.
In downtown Lincoln, where would you send the breakers, Bill?
The Bird!
Early Bird!
Is it an early
19th
bird?
19th and K. It's open right now. We got stickers courtesy of Husker Mike. Thank
to
you.
Prove it.
Husker Mike. They're open. They've got breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles,
sausage.
Pancakes, they got sausage. They
boats got of gravy.
Boats of gravy. And they also have the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. Free and spacious parking at 19th and K. Open right now through 2 p.m. Every
2 p.m.
seven,
2 p.m.
all 7 days of the week. When we come back, what is the ranking right now of the current openings in Power 4 football? It's up next, an early break in the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.